This is Anthony DeLongis, Simon Curlo, and Ottavio Consone from Highlander the Series, and you are listening to Blood of Kings, a Highlander podcast on the Fandom Podcast.
Welcome, Highlander fans, to a special episode of Blood of Kings, a Highlander podcast here on the Fandom Podcast Network. On this episode, we will update you all on the upcoming LashCon events, Highlander 30th Anniversary Convention, in December, coming up in a couple of weeks, December 3rd through 4th in Lakeland, Florida, at the Lakeland Center. I'm Kevin, one of your Blood of Kings hosts. Norman, my fellow co-host, is on a very special Watchers mission.
I'm jealous.
One that we will... What?
I said I'm What's jealous. That?
Yep.
I'm jealous.
Oh, Kyle here. Kyle's jealous. very special mission that Norm is going to be sharing with us on a future episode of Blood of Kings. And I'm a little jealous, too, but if it wasn't for LashCon coming up, I wouldn't be so jealous. But I'm very happy for him. stepping in as co-host for this special episode of Blood of Kings, our fellow immortal brother and co-founder of the Fandom Podcast Network and my co-host of Culture Clash, our weekly fandom news show, is Kyle Wagner. Welcome, Kyle.
Hey, it's good to be back. Last time I talked to you guys, we were discussing a certain anime, so...
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we talked about Highlander, The Search for Vengeance. Man, that was a lot of fun. That was a good episode.
Appreciate that. No, LashCon is coming. I will be there. You'll be there. Davis Grayson is going to be there. Our friend Aaron Gill is going to be there. Adrian's going to be there. Elizabeth's going to be there. The High Highlander Rewatch guys are going to be there. It's going to be a great time.
Yeah, man. That's why we're having you on. You're going to be my cohort, so to speak. And, you know, we got to meet with Michael Lashman, the owner and operator of LashCon Events of this Highlander 30th Anniversary Convention. We met with him a couple of weeks ago. Got to check the place out, and he showed us around Lakeland a little bit, so excited about that. And we're going to have him up shortly here as an interview, our special guest, talking about the convention. Let me ask you real quick, just kind of a little fun here, Kyle, just off the cuff. What do you want to see next with Highlander? What do you want to see? I know we had a special about this in our Fandom Podcast Network, but the reason why I'm asking is because they just announced that there is going to be a Highlander comic book series coming out. Are you cool with that, or do you want to see something else?
Oh, no, I'm cool with the comic book series. This is a bit of a prequel with Connor McLeod, so I'm curious about that. See some more past dive into Connor. You know, I think, I mean, of course, we are waiting for either a remake or something new with Highlander. You know what I would really like to see is... something new with some new characters, Kevin. Whether it's a TV show or a movie or...
like brand new immortals is what you're saying,
right? Some brand new immortals. Add some new blood to the mix.
Yeah. No, that would be kind of cool, especially if it kind of took a different approach to it. Whether it was like something happening in World War II and then it kind of pushes forward. Because, you know, you got to have your flashbacks, you know. Huh. Just something kind of brand new. And then maybe mention... of McLeod's, you know, just so you know you're in the same, you know, block, so to speak, you know?
Well, I'm going to throw this idea out to you because it's kind of been bouncing in my head for a little bit because we talked about this with another show that would be great for this one. That's The Walking Dead. But kind of a Highlander anthology show, Tales of Different Immortals.
Oh, that's a good idea. That would give a chance to just go anywhere you could with that, have some new guests and new stars.
Any time frame, and you could get any time frame, past, future, current day. You know, it could be very interesting. And if you get a character that hits, you could always spin them out into their own show or movie or something like that.
I think you need to be in charge of that, man. Sounds like you know what's going on. You know what I want to see? You know what I want to see with Highlander? Well, to quote the immortal yogurt from Spaceballs, merchandising, merchandising, merchandising. Dude, I have been jonesing for more new Highlander stuff. I have to go to eBay and buy stuff that's been out for like years and years. I want to see new Highlander merchandise. I want some shirts. I want some hats. I want new merchandising.
Okay, all our friends over at Panzer Davis, are you listening right now? Kevin has spoken.
Here's how hard up I'm getting, Kyle. Okay, so remember when we were at Dragon Con?
Yeah.
Okay, and we were buying all those patches. I don't know if you were there or not. Well, but I was buying all these patches. Well, I found a Highlander patch, and I'm like, okay, I'm gonna buy that because I got to put it on something. So you know what I did? I had it sewed onto a hat, so I have a Highlander hat.
Well, you know, it's funny though, you talk about Highlander merchandise, Kevin, because we got some sweet Blood of Kings merchandise.
I'm glad you brought that up. Thank God. Nice segue, bro.
I am a semi-professional here.
That's right. We have our official Blood of Kings t-shirts. They are not for sale right now. And we have them in very limited supply. We're going to have a few with us at the Highlander 30th Anniversary Convention coming up shortly. And we're not just going to give these out. We're going to maybe do something with a prize, or if something that a fan does that connects with us in a very cool way, you might give it away as an award. But one way you can definitely get one is we're holding a contest for Blood of Kings. And we want some feedback. iTunes reviews, please. That's what we're trying to promote here. We would love to get some iTunes reviews and some promotion of Blood of Kings, whether it's on Facebook, Twitter, what have you, a fun video, anything that you think about being creative. And we'd like to have that by the beginning of the convention on December 3rd through 4th. It's kind of like a soft deadline. We might extend it. We'll see. I'm going to check with Norm about that. But we're going to be giving away an exclusive Blood of Kings t-shirt to a lucky winner randomly chosen. But we definitely want you to head towards iTunes, give us the iTunes reviews, because this helps us get more notice with fans of Highlander that are searching us out, and raises the status a little bit there, so we can get a broader audience. Right, Kyle? That's what we want, because we want people to come to the Fandom Podcast Network as well to see our other great shows.
Yeah. Now I do have a question for you, Kevin, and I'm kind of hitting this one out of left field for you. I haven't said anything to you about this or anything.
Uh-oh. So
are you bringing your deck?
Are you talking about our Highlander CCG decks?
I am talking about your Highlander CCG decks, because I'm thinking, I know you're doing the sword experience, I know you're doing training with Efron, but, you know, you could always have a listener challenge.
You know what? I have not played Highlander competitively in a long time, but I have decks that are made, and if any listeners are out there, are coming to the show and have Highlander CCG decks, both first and second edition, I will be bringing some, because I have a feeling a couple of those cards might get signed while we're down there as well. So
that's always a possibility.
Agenda to bring those down. So it's a great game to learn. So
I'm expecting you to give me a little education on it. So
I'll take your head. I mean, I'll show you how to play.
the truth has come out. Now you are the voice of Blood of Kings. I'm just kind of here joining the experience. But there is something I do want to throw out to the listeners as well. We are going to be there. We're going to be there in full force. Kevin's going to be there. I'll be there. Our buddy and fellow Fandom Podcast Network member, Davis Grayson's going to be there. Friend of the network, Aaron Gill, who you probably had heard recently on one of our most recent Fandom flashbacks for 1986. Crocodile Dundee, anybody?
That's right.
We want to talk to you. We want to get you on the show. We want you to tell us why you're there. Why Highlander, and what Highlander means to you. So we're going to be there. You won't be able to miss us, because we're going to be right there in your face. Come over, say hi, sit down with us. We'd love to get you recorded and put you on a special podcast, and just know about your love for Highlander.
Yeah, good. I'm glad you brought that up, man. We're going to have some like Kyle said, you won't be able to miss us. We're going to have some awesome signage. But we're going to be recording throughout the whole weekend. And one of the things we want to do is get to know you, the fans, why you're there. Why are you a Highlander fan? And we are going to have a special year-end Highlander celebration episode where we may use your interview on the show, because what we're going to be asking is, why is Highlander special to you? And we'll get your name and information, and we'll record a little quick segment with you, because for a show like this – people to come out to a convention like this, Highlander has to mean a lot to you. And everyone has a unique story. Kyle has one. I have one. Norm has one. Everyone does. And we're here to celebrate Highlander. And this is one of the things we're very thankful for Michael Lashman for doing this, because no one else was running a Highlander convention and he decided to do it. And we're very happy that he is. So come by, get to know us. And we also might be doing some other fun recording as well. I know we're going to be doing some interviews as well with some guests. And just some impromptu news and anything else that we can do to push on to the Blood of Kings programming and any other fun that we might have. And, hey, if you have any suggestions and you want to be on the show and you want to get recorded, please hit us up and we'll see what we can do for you.
Absolutely.
So, well, with that said, let's actually tell the listeners a little bit more information about the convention. First of all, it is December 3rd through 4th at the Lakeland Convention Center at 701 West Lime Street in Lakeland, Florida, at 33815 zip code. They have the convention center has a box office there that's open from 9:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. If you want to contact them directly, you can call them at 863-834-8111. Also, too, make sure you go to www.lashconevents.com. Then you can go to /Highlander-30th and you will see all of the events and scheduling that's going on there, the ticket prices, who's going to be there, and a bunch of other information about the convention itself. There's a hotel that I'll be staying at right next door to the convention center. That's the Hyatt Place Lakeland Center, and that's at 525 West Orange Street, Lakeland, Florida, 33815. And the phone number for the Hyatt Place is 863-413-1122. One thing we want to mention too is that our Blood of Kings meetup, Kyle, when we met up with Mr. Michael Lashman, he showed us around, and we have decided that we're going to be doing it on Friday night, probably early evening, and we'll be there for probably for the rest of the evening, because I know some people are going to come in at different times. But if you're going to be flying in on Friday, please check with us and let's meet up with us. We're going to be going to the Chili's Bar and Grill. It's about 3 miles down the street from the actual convention center. And that's the Chili's Bar and Grill at Lakeside Village at 3750 Lakeside Village Court, Lakeland, Florida, 33803. And the phone number there is 863-688-6210. And we're going to probably get like a little table there. If we can get an idea of how many people will show up, we can give do a little reservation there. But we're going to meet near the bar. We're just going to hang out, talk Highlander fandom, get to know each other. And you know, Kyle, maybe we'll bring a recorder along, maybe do something kind of fun. What do you think?
It's me. There'll be something there to record with. Whether it's a phone, an iPad, a MacBook, there will be something there to record with.
And just so you guys know, this is right next to the Courtyard Marriott. Even though it's a different address, it's literally right next to it. I know there might be a few fans going to the convention that are staying at the Marriott. And that's the Courtyard Marriott at 3725 Hardin Boulevard, Lakeland, Florida, 33803. And the phone number there is 863-802-9000. And as Kyle said earlier, I will be there. He will be there, Davis Grayson, and our friend of the show, Aaron Gill, all the way from Australia, is coming for this. So, and a reminder, let's talk about the guest here that you touched on earlier. We have Adrian Paul, who is Duncan MacLeod of the TV series and also the Highlander and Source movies. But he is doing his sword experience. He's going to have two of them there. The first one is Saturday morning, and that one is sold out. Check-in time begins at 7 a.m. and start time is at 7:30. Please go to www.theswordexperience.com for more information on the tickets still available on Sunday at the same time. Please check that out. I've paid for the silver package, and if you listen to the last podcast with Norman on his experience at the Stanley convention in Los Angeles, it was a fantastic time, and I'm really looking forward to this. You will have to have a ticket to LashCon events to do this event, so make sure you purchase that ticket as well. And in case you're a little curious about the sword experience, what Adrian's been doing is that he has been teaching sword choreography to different movies at each of these events that he's doing. The one that Norm did was the fight between Blade and I'm forgetting his name.
It was Deacon Frost from the first film.
Thank you. Yeah, at the end of Blade, they taught the fight choreography to that. Well, This one, if you look on the Sword Experience website here at the LashCon events, Duncan versus Connor, who will forget the iconic meeting of the world's greatest sword wielders, two cousins going head-to-head, kicking off one of TV's most iconic series. So that's going to be really cool that we're going to be learning that sword fight between the two McLeods. Also, special guest Elizabeth Grayson, who played Amanda. She will be signing. She will be doing a couple other events as well, which you will learn from our interview with Michael Lashman. But she is also hosting a Flying Rainbow class, much like what you saw in the Raven, a special episode that she did there. You can go on to LashCon events, Highlander 30th, to buy your tickets there. If you bring your own fan, it costs $20 less at $40. But if you want to get a fan from Elizabeth herself, it will cost $60.
And Kevin, so I just want to throw out in there too, sign up for this class, because if you haven't had the pleasure of spending time with Elizabeth Grayson, we can speak from experience. It's well worth it. She's one of the sweetest people out there. And
yeah, we had her as
quality time is amazing.
Yeah, we had her as a special guest on the show for our Highlander fandom flashback. She's really sweet. And also, she'll be promoting her new book, which is Shillily, which is out. She released that several months ago. So make sure you check that out. Very sweet lady, and a one of a kind opportunity to spend time with her. Also, friend of the show, guest as well, Mr. F. Brian McAsh, famous swordmaster, will be hosting his combat knife course technique. And also, Anthony DeLongis will be teaching his whip class. We just recently had him on with our special Kingmaker special episode. Very great guy. Very cool. Great guy. A swordsman himself, stuntman, and also excellent actor. And, of course, was in one of the famous Highlander episodes, Duende, probably one of the top five sword fights of all time. He'll be there doing his whip class.
And, again, I just got to throw out, too, this is an opportunity to train with two guys who are revered in Hollywood for their knowledge and weaponry. Don't miss that. Don't miss this opportunity. And I'll tell you what, Anthony is amazing, but you could listen to F. Braun McAsh speak all day and be like, it's like a college course.
Yeah. He's
the knowledge that man has is just astounding.
He's a historian of all kinds of things, including, of course, the weaponry and history in general. So, yeah, good point. Also, friend of the show and guest as well, we had John Mosby is going to be there moderating the Highlander events there. He is the author of Fearful Symmetry, The Essential Guide to All Things Highlander. If you are a Highlander fan, you need to get his book. It is the Bible of all things. Norm and I have it. It covers everything Highlander in great detail. And I highly suggest go to Amazon.com. Please buy Fearful Symmetry. And also, please leave a review for him as well. It is a wonderful book. If you're a Highlander fan, it is a must-have. Kyle, is there anything in particular that you're looking forward to at this Highlander 30th anniversary convention?
Oh, one, just getting to spend some time with people who we've been lucky enough and had the pleasure to talk to, but getting to see them in person and be able to do that. Come on, hanging out with John Mosby is always fun.
Yes, and I'm glad you brought that up about the friends and family, because we have a lot of wonderful people on Blood of Kings, and several of them are going to be here. Really looking forward to meeting them face-to-face and just sharing Highlander and stories and fandom. Really looking forward to seeing you all there. So, yeah. Well, I say, Kyle, we get into our special interview segment here on the Blood of Kings special. Like to share a special interview we have with Mr. Michael Lashman, the owner and operator of LashCon Events and the Highlander 30th Anniversary Convention. Here's that interview. I'd like to welcome a very special guest to our Blood of Kings, a Highlander podcast. He is the owner and organizer of LashCon Events, Highlander 30th Anniversary Gathering Convention at the Lakeland Center in Lakeland, Florida, December 3rd through 4th. Please welcome Mr. Michael Lashman to the show. Hello, Michael.
How you doing, guys?
Good to have you, man. We're really excited. We got 2 weeks out until the event. You must be excited. How are you? How excited are you?
Oh, my gosh. 2.5 weeks out. Yeah, we're getting things finalized. Flights are in. We've got some new exciting things, projects going on with the same night. I got a couple surprises for you. So when you're ready, let me know.
Awesome. Well, let's talk about Saturday. Okay. Wondering, we'd like to get a latest update on scheduling events coming up there on the Highlander 30th anniversary convention. I know that the first thing that's happening is a sword experience, the first one on Saturday, and that starts at 7 o'clock in the morning. I know because I myself will be there. So I'm really looking forward to that. I got to get in shape for that. So we have that going on at 7, and I think you have the doors opening. Is it 10 or is it 11 o'clock?
General admission starts at 10 o'clock. The sword experience registration is at 7 to 7:30. For those who haven't paid for the day entrance fee, that's where it starts then, half hour. And it'll probably start promptly at 7:30. The class itself goes, I believe, till 10:30.
Okay. And then, and of course, people that are going to the sword experience also have to have a ticket to the Highlander 30th anniversary convention as well.
That's correct, yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about the other events that are happening on Saturday? One thing is Efron doing a combat course that day?
It's actually, I believe, on schedule for Sunday. Also, with Elizabeth Sandy class at the same time, we have a bullwhip class, I believe, on Saturday, or and I think it's being filled up. We'll probably have a Saturday and a Sunday class.
So Anthony DeLonge's whip class, he's going to be doing one on Saturday and Sunday. And then you said Efron and Elizabeth classes are going to be on Sunday.
That's correct.
Gotcha. Okay. Tell us a little bit about it. It looks like it starts at 1 o'clock. You have the Highlander Rewatched group here. They host an awesome podcast, and they will be doing a live roundtable discussion with Swordmasters Efron McAsh and Anthony DeLonges at 1 p.m. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, that's what it's scheduled for. They'll be in and out, depending on when they're available. The podcast starts around 1 o'clock, but I think goes about 1:15, 1:20-ish, and then we'll start into the meet and greets and panels. And we got a surprise at the panel that just got announced coming up. I talked to Adrian last Thursday. He's got a very big surprise for you guys.
Ah, That's very cool. Excited about that. you also have a panel presentation with director Jeremy Oren Ryder and director Andrew Modine. About the Highlander, The Watcher, and Highlander Dark Places. That's on Saturday as well. Can you tell us what time?
Actually, that'll be on Sunday. We're going to have the celebration. Yeah, the celebration party will be on Saturday night for those who have the immortal packages. Starts around 6:30, 7 o'clock, goes about 10:30. We'll be watching again the Highlander, the Legend movie, of course, that started this whole phenomenon. We'll have some snacks and some popcorn ready for everybody and some drinks and just watch the movie. And of course, Adrian will probably key a little bit, a couple things he knows about the movie itself. And then on Sunday night, we'll have the other movie start about the exact same time with our other host.
Okay, so the Highlander, The Watcher, and Highlander Dark Places, those are on Sunday?
Correct.
Okay, and then on Saturday night, you have the 30th anniversary of the Highlander screening with Adrian Paul and Elizabeth Grayson and some other guests, right?
Correct.
And what time did you say that would be?
I think we're going to start about 6:30. Go to about 10.
Great. That is awesome. Did you have it on Saturday? Did you have any other events or panels or anything like that that you can speak of yet?
Yes. The panels start at 1 o'clock with Elizabeth and Adrian. And the brand new function is going to happen at 1 o'clock. Everybody always wondered the love between Amanda and Duncan, whatever happened to them after the series? Well, we have a presentation by Adrian called Love Letters.
Wow.
It's going to be a skit and play from them, designed by both of them. They're going to be choreographing the whole thing. And again, those who have the Immortal Package will be able to view this part of the package.
That is fantastic. That's going to be a great fan thing to do. Oh, wow. Let's go into Sunday. Now, I know the first one on Saturday for the Sword Experience is sold out. Is Sunday sold out yet, or is there still some spots available?
I believe there's a few spots left over. Again, call Adrian, the Sword Experience itself, and register. I think we've got a couple more spots left over, but I know it's very, very close to being filled up.
Gotcha. Okay. And then is there any other events or panels other than the courses that are going to be going on? Is it the Rainbow class and the Combat Knife course and the Whip class? Is there any other events or panels on Sunday to look forward to?
Yeah, the exact same panels on Sunday. Exact same function will happen again at 1 o'clock, going through about 3 between panels, different people. Efron, of course. Anthony will have his own panel during the exact same times.
Okay, cool. So for people that missed the first, like on Saturday, you get a chance to on Saturday. That's fantastic. Can you tell us a little bit about the autograph and picture packages that fans will have with the guests and the ticket prices?
Yes, we have several. Yeah, we have several packages. The entrance fee, if you register by at least next Wednesday, after Wednesday, it goes up $5 from $45 to $50 per person, and Sunday's $35 to $40. We have fast passes will be announced next Wednesday. We'll now include the day pass and the fast pass itself. Of course, you get a special line. You'll get an autograph and a photograph of your favorite immortal that's present there. We have, of course, the immortal packs are still available. They're very limited, probably about 15, 20 left of those. We, of course, those who want to come in for general admission, you can also get your autographs and photographs separately at the table for your favorite actor.
And those are cash sales, correctly. So if you want autographs, bring some cash.
Yes. Of course, they take debit card also, but they prefer cash.
Gotcha. Understood. I was wondering if you could tell us a little bit about the other guests you're going to have there that are not Highlander related. You got some other great celebrities here. I notice you have Dee Wallace.
Correct.
And you have Gigi Edgley. You got some other really cool guests here. This is awesome. Are they also going to be autographing as well, I assume?
Yes. Gigi actually had another commitment. She's actually going to be transferred over to the Spooky Empire. We had a little problem here. The hurricane we have here about a month ago, Matthew, kind of destroyed Spooky Empire, which had a great, great program, and they had postponed it to the same weekend we had, and she was actually scheduled for that program, so we actually lost her because she was already contracted with them. But we definitely have confirmed Dee. Mark Coloba, you'll probably recognize him from the Pirates of the Caribbean. Of course, Dee Wallace, the legend herself, she'll be there, signing autographs. And we have about six wrestlers from the old days, old school wrestling. We take the autographs also in photo ops.
Oh, that's great. That is great. I noticed, too, you have up here, you have the Mega Deluxe ticket as well. I see this here.
Yes.
Is that still available, or is it past that?
Yes.
Now?
No, we still have those available. They're going to be stop sales on Wednesday. You have to pre-register. They will not be available at the convention at all for any sales. They have to be bought in advance. We have to notify the actors that certain things are coming on. Be prepared for the mega tickets. I believe it's 10 autographs and 10 photographs of your favorite people at the convention.
That's actually a really good deal, $200 you're charging for that, because for the amount of autographs that celebrities are charging, that you can save a lot of money with that.
Absolutely. And I think it's the first time it's ever been done at any convention, a mega ticket of that nature. Because you just individual tickets, really every into packages of that nature.
That's really, really cool. Can you tell us a little bit about the hotels? Is there still room available at the Hyatt Place, which is right next to the Lakeland Center?
I believe there's rooms available there for individuals. Of course, right down the street, we have Marriott Courtyard, the Hampton Inn. There's Holiday Inns right down the street here, all within a mile, mile and a half distance. So we also have free shuttle buses picking you up at the hotels. We also have hotel accommodations there. We also have airport packages. Those don't want to rent a car, we'll pick you up a small fee from Tampa International or Orlando and bring it to the convention and to your hotels.
You have that information on the website as well, I know, as well as the ticket packages,
yeah.
Right? Okay.
We actually have a transportation page just designed for that.
Is there what about parking if people are driving to the event or getting a rental car?
Yes. Oh, gosh. They have like 4,000 or 5,000 parking spaces available. I believe it's $8 for parking, which is a standard thing just for the convention center. We can't get around that, but that's just what they charge. But there's several thousand cars can get in there for our event.
That's great. And what can you tell us about other attractions, restaurants, or other sightseeing activities outside of the convention do you recommend for visitors to Lakeland, Florida for the first time?
Within walking distance, we actually are located downtown Lakeland. Within a half mile, there's Harry's Restaurant, Crispers, several sub shops, a Black and Brew, which is a great place if you like cheesecake. Oh my gosh, they have wonderful cheesecake there. Designer coffees and designer teas. Within walking distance of the convention center, literally less than a quarter mile away from the whole place. A little further, we have Outback, all the traditional restaurants we have here, Ruby Tuesdays, Fridays, all within maybe a mile or two of each other. It's pretty close-knit here.
That's really cool. And I just want to mention to the listeners that we will be having a Blood of Kings a meetup on Friday night at the Chili's down the street, about 3 miles or so.
That's
and
correct.
I wanted to thank you for showing Kyle and I around to find a place, and that looked like a great place. It's right next to that Marriott that you mentioned that some fans will probably be staying at. So I appreciate that very much.
Right. Yeah. Hey, Kevin, I do have a quick question for Michael.
Yeah, go for it.
Hey, Michael, I was just curious. Is there any of the vendors that you would like to advertise or put their names out there for the convention?
Most of them are all private ones. We're going to only have about 5-6 vendors in the place there. We're trying to keep it small due to the facilities we have there. We're trying to give the maximum room to Adrian for his need of 5,000 square feet for his classes in the morning. So we try to keep our vendors down. Most of them are just have them trigger into some T-shirts. We have some ladies bringing some jewelry to us. Actually, Adrian Angels, rather Ringo, we're bringing some of her jewelry. She's been making hand stuff for the Celtic atmosphere and for those. She has extra pictures that are classic. She showed me about half a dozen of them. Like, wow, these go back to like 92, 94, Adrian, in his youthful days, in his mortal days. Of course, she still looked young at that time. Some T-shirts. I saw some jewelry she's got coming in. So she's going to have her own table there, and she's our president of Adrian's Angels.
Oh, perfect. Perfect. I did have a question. Will people be able to buy tickets at the door the day before on Friday, or do they have to come early on Saturday?
We are not open on Fridays. Moving for the vendors itself, and our agents come to town on Thursday. We're gonna have to set up his photography area where Froggy's gonna be our photographer because he wants to do a very nice backdrop for those who take the store experience. It's kind of look like a warehouse scenario, just like his photographs are on his website. So it looks like a very realistic warehouse, and we're just getting some props together so it'll look phenomenal just for photography.
Okay, so do people have to wait till Saturday to buy the tickets to the door?
Yes.
Okay, cool. No problem. Great. Well, is there any other things that you'd like to tell the fans about the convention here? A lot of us on Blooded Kings are so excited for this. We got a lot of fans coming, even some coming from Japan and around the country. Yeah. You got to be excited about this. Is there anything else you want to share with us?
Not much. Like I said, lady from Japan, absolutely. She's actually bringing in an authentic Japanese fan. I was like, wow. I mean, it's just, the lady is phenomenal. We have about half a dozen people come from UK. The word has definitely spread. You guys have definitely helped out. Of course, all the advertising we've done for the radio and Facebook. The fans are definitely turning out for this event. It's going to be a very phenomenal event. The loyal fans of the Highlander movies and the series, it's going to be a very nice turnout.
Well, Michael, I just want to say it's been a pleasure to have you on Blooded Kings. Thank you so much for joining us for this interview. Can you let our listeners know the best way to keep in touch with you and LashCon events online and on social media?
Yes, absolutely. The website, again, is www.lashconevents.com. Our number is 863-669-3191 is our number. Eastern Standard Time, we were in the office between 9 and 4 in the afternoon. We can take tickets online. We can take tickets at the door. Just looking forward to the fans showing up.
Right. And I just wanted to remind the fans and listeners that the event is at the Lakeland Convention Center at 701 West Lime Street, Lakeland, Florida, 33815. Well, Michael, thank you so much for coming on. We really appreciate it. And Kyle and I are both very excited about seeing you and just sharing Highlander with you and all the fans.
Absolutely. There could be only one.
That's right. Well, thank you very much, Michael, and we'll see you soon.
You got it. Thank you.
And I'd like to thank Michael for giving us a great interview, Kevin. And again, I want to just to give him a shout out as well in the aspect of Kevin and I went to Lakeland, Florida about 3 weeks ago now, Kevin.
Yeah.
And Michael Ashman was an incredibly gracious host telling us all about this convention. And I can tell all of you fans and listeners out there, this man has a passion for this. And this is a very much a labor of love for him. So when you go to this con and you attend this con, know you're doing this with somebody who's done this because he has a passion for doing these cons and bringing this kind of experience to the fans.
Well said. Well said, Kyle. Yeah, he's passionate about this. He's a fan himself, and he wanted to do something for the fans, for Highlander, and he picked up the ball and ran with it. And we're happy that he's done this because this is going to be a fun thing for the fans. And again, I want to thank Michael for showing us around. So we could check the lay of the land, checking out the convention center. And he and his wife were wonderful, wonderful hosts, took us out to lunch, had a great time just catching up on fun stuff, too. Just, nerdy things that we had things in common, and among other things as well. So it was really nice to see him, and thank you so much, Michael, for doing that. We're looking forward to seeing you. So
yeah, absolutely.
Well, I just want to let people know that here on the Fandom Podcast Network, we got a lot of things going on here. And the last few episodes of Blood of Kings have been a lot of fun. Like we mentioned earlier, we had Anthony DeLonges on, who, of course, will be doing the whip class there at the convention. We had him on Kingmakers Episode 2, where he talks about his whip class, but he also talks about his history with Highlander and in movies in general. So please check out that episode. In episode 17, we talked with fellow Highlander fan and our Blood of Kings show editor, Mike Sellers, discussing the swords and weapons of Highlander 1986, the original film. On episode 18, as I referred to earlier, I interviewed Norm about his sword experience with Adrian Paul at Stan Lee's Los Angeles Kamikaze Comic Con. Now, if you are going to be doing the sword experience, please go back and listen to that episode, because Norm gives some great advice of preparing for it, things you can look forward to, of how the sword experience might go for you for this event. Now, I know every sword experience is different, and they should be, but there is some wonderful information in there, some things you can do. You know, make sure you bring your water, make sure you fill up on some food beforehand, and a lot of other great advice. So make sure you check that out. And one last thing, coming up on Blood of Kings, episode 19, now, Kyle, I want to ask you about this real quick. Norm and I discussed Highlander 2. Does time heal all wounds? Now, we had the daunting task, and we're putting it out there, that we think that after listening to this show, you might actually enjoy Highlander 2 if you take our advice. What do you think, Kyle?
Oh, I think that there could be something said for that. There are parts of Highlander 2 that are enjoyable. I'm not going to even argue with that point, especially when the Renegade version came out and they corrected some things,
or omitted some things.
Yeah. I've always said this about Highlander 2, and I truly believe this. I think if it would have just been a standalone film instead of trying to be a sequel to something, it's a fun little film. But the minute you threw Highlander on that and they went in this direction, everybody was kind of like, what just happened?
Well, we thoroughly get into our history with Highlander 2, our first impressions, and we get down to the special edition that was released in 2004, which was the Renegade version, but with some great additions to it and some special feature updates and special effects updates. Just, it was a very big labor of love from everyone that was involved, wanting to make Highlander 2 right and to get it right. And, you know, there's some great special features on what happened with the production company down there in Argentina and how things were taken out of people's hands and things, blah, blah, blah. But we get into it, and we want people to come at Highlander at a different state of mind, and also openness to it as well, Luke, because Norman and I really enjoy it now, and we find that there's a lot of things to enjoy about it, and we find a lot of people haven't seen it since the original theatrical run or some of the early video releases, and they're like, yeah, not watching it again. Well, we're challenging you to try it again after listening to our show, so we're really excited about that.
Yeah, well,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say, you know, after you follow Kevin and Norman's advice and hopefully have a better taste of Highlander 2. But if it doesn't quite work for you, we've got something here at the Fandom Podcast Network to wash that taste out of your mouth.
Well played, sir.
So, because Kevin, we're always busy around here. We've got the Culture Clash, which is our weekly show, which you and I co-host, kind of just giving you the news, maybe some movie reviews, what's going on in the fandom world as we know it. You've been spearing up the latest Fandom Flashback, 1986, the movies, 30 years.
Yes. Yeah, we did just wrapped up a 4-part special of 1986, the movies, 30 years later. We just finished up recording episode 4, and that'll be out shortly. Episode 3 was a big one. That had a lot of the big summer movies that covered July, August, and September. And we had special guest Aaron Gill on there, from Australia who had a very personal tie to Crocodile Dundee. And plus, she's a big Aliens fan. And then we had Lo Pan show up from Big Trouble in Little China. He had possessed Norm or something. Yeah, we were lucky to get Norm back from that. So
you know, we kind of made sure too that at the very end of the episode, stick around because, you know, if we're gonna talk aliens, we have to Paxtonate the episode.
Paxtonate, I love that. And episode 4, of course, just came out, and we had a special Davis Grayson. Kyle and Norman joined me for that final part of the 86 special. And we talked toys with Davis and got into the last 3 months of the 86 season, October, November, December. And then we also gave a little sneak peek to 1987, which could be debated as another possibly great year for movies. So
absolutely.
That's going to be a lot of fun.
And of course, all this then inspired me to take on a little spin-off out of the 1986 Phantom Flashback. We're going to have a very special Phantom Flashback here in the next few weeks, the lost TV shows of the 1980s.
Dude, I'm really looking forward to that. You inspired me to pull out my bootleg copy I got years ago at a convention of the 14 episodes of Max Headroom.
I own the same thing. That I was always a fan of that show.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to that, man. That's going to be a lot of fun. We also got another show.
We do?
Yeah.
Wow.
Hey, we're the Fandom Podcast Network, man. We cover all fandom, including football.
KC Chiefs.
Kyle and I host our weekly wrap-up of the NFL called The End Zone, where we look back at the last week of NFL football, and Kyle and I are butting heads all the time because our teams are in the same division. I'm an Oakland Raiders fan, and Chiefs fan Kyle has one up on me right now, and he's holding it over my head because the Chiefs beat us earlier this year, but we still got one more to go, and technically they're in first place right now, which anyway.
No, I do have one question for you though, Kevin.
Oh geez, yeah, go ahead.
Well, considering they're playing in Mexico City on Monday night, they're not going to wear the white pants after they drink the water, right?
Man, with the elevation there, who knows what's going to happen to the players' bodies there.
But you know, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, yeah. So please check us out at the Fandom Podcast Network for all of our awesome shows. And we got a lot of other fun programming coming up as well. So please check that out.
And we got one last show to talk about, though, Kevin.
Oh, yeah. What's that?
We got a little Couch Potato Theater.
Oh, that's right. Of course.
I mean, you know, we just wrapped up The Last Starfighter, which Davis Grayson and Norman Centauri Lau did an amazing job giving a commentary of that film, along with also we did a retrospective of it that Kevin and I sat in with Davis and Norman on. And with a little, the thing with Couch Potato Theater around here is it gets a little feisty over what the next movie might be. But it with a little help from Davis, who is the voice of Couch Potato Theater, and the fact that, you know, we are going to LashCon, and we just interviewed one Mr. Anthony DeLongis. We are going to take the 1980s classic, which he starred in as the character Blade before Wesley Snipes was Blade. And that is the classic Masters of the Universe.
I'm really excited about that. I'm looking forward to that, man.
So
yeah.
Now, Kevin, you want to tell everybody where we can find Blood of Kings?
Yes. Before I do, though, I just want to thank all of our fans and listeners. I'd also like to thank everyone on our Blood of Kings Highlander fandom group Facebook page for their continuous participation. You guys have given us a lot of inspiration and material for stuff to talk about on our podcasts. You know, we have a segment now on our regular show episodes called, Watchers Roundtable at Joe's, and we'll touch base to the Blood of Kings fans and what they're saying and bring up a lot of the stuff you guys are talking about because there's some great discussion going on there. You can find the Blood of Kings Highlander podcast on the Fandom Podcast Network on iTunes, Stitcher, Podbean, Google Play for Android users. On Instagram, Fandom Podcast Network, you can find that there. And also Blood of Kings Pod, all on Instagram. Facebook, Blood of Kings, a Highlander fandom group, like we just mentioned. It's a closed group, but please ask to join us. We'll get you on there. And as we mentioned earlier, we have a Highlander CCG collectible card game page called the Blood of Kings, a Highlander CCG page. You can email us at bloodofkingspodcast@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at bloodofkingspod. Kyle, where can we find you on Twitter?
You can find me at akylew on the immortal Twitter.
All right. I can be found on the immortal Twitter and Instagram at Spartan_Phoenix. I don't know what type of voice I was trying to challenge there, dude.
I don't know, but stick to your day job.
Exactly. And of course, our fellow co-host, Blood of Kings, Norman, is on Twitter and Instagram at Starfighter1701. Man, I'm really excited about what he's doing right now. I'm not going to say anything, though.
I'm excited too. But I just want to shout out too. You can find the hardworking producer behind Blood of Kings, Mr. Mike Sellers at Mike Sell at Mike Sell CNL on Twitter.
It's M Sell.
Is it M Sell? That's right. M Sell. Yeah. Sorry, Mike.
Please leave us a review on iTunes so new fans can find us easier. We love five star reviews, of course, but we love any feedback in general. And just remember, as we said at the top of the show, we have that contest for an exclusive Blood of Kings t-shirt that you cannot buy. So please, please participate in that. Kyle, any final thoughts on today's show?
Just that I'm excited for LashCon. It's 2.5 weeks away. Very excited. And real quick, too, from me to all the Blood of Kings listeners out there, I want to wish you all a happy Thanksgiving and hope you have a safe holiday.
Thank you so much, man. Really appreciate that. Thanksgiving is coming up. Please enjoy it with your family, and looking forward to seeing our extended Highlander family at the LashCon Events Highlander 30th Anniversary Convention. On behalf of my guest co-host Kyle, thanks everyone for listening, and join us again next time here on the Fandom Podcast Network for another episode of Blood of Kings. Kyle, that sensation you feel is a quickening. We are one, we are brothers. Goodbye, everyone.